Are you looking for a home run when it comes to bathtub or shower remodel? Bathfitter will install your tub or shower in just one day. The Bathfitter price guarantee is a score. Special financing available. No money down, no payments for 5 years. Visit bathfitter.com to schedule a free consultation today.
Happy Memorial Day, Denver. Sitting in this morning for Schlereth and Evans. Here's Chad Andrus and Kyle Reese.
Take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
The most appropriate way, the only way to start a Memorial Day takeover. Chad Andrus, Kyle Reese taking over for Schlereth and Evans today. Happy Memorial Day. I hope it's a day of reflection and remembrance and celebration for all of you out there in this fantastic country we live in. So enjoy your day. It's going to be beautiful in Denver today, pushing 80 degrees, I think high 77, 78 around most of the metro area. No showers in the forecast, so going to be a wonderful day to get outside and do whatever it is you want to do with a grill, with a smoker, with a beverage. How are you doing this morning, Kyle?
Doing really well. How are you?
I am very, very well. Do you come from a military family at all?
My grandfather was in the Army for like 10 minutes, I think. And then that's about it. So I don't have a ton of that in my family. Still have a great deal of appreciation for the people that do, and obviously the families that have given the ultimate sacrifice. So happy Memorial Day to everybody, and enjoy the day, and obviously, take time to remember those that that did make it the way that it is for us. So,
and for those of you out there with families or little ones, it's pretty much the first weekend post-school letting out. So they are letting their hair down, letting loose, getting outside and running around. I thought we were going to have a relaxing weekend and just let the kids catch their breath for a moment, but then other plans came in and it turned into a hectic weekend.
When's the last time that happened?
A relaxing weekend, doing nothing, or catching just your breath, kind of catching up around the house? That doesn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't met my wife, but for those that have, that does not happen in my world. Yeah. It is pedal to the metal, all go, all the time.
You had
all
great
gas,
intentions.
No breaks.
You had great intentions, but
it turned out pretty well. We ended up getting a timed entry pass for Rocky Mountain National Park. So nice. Friday night, we went up to Grandma's house in Fort Collins. And then Saturday, went and got into the park, which was the first real opening day with some of the Trail Ridge roads and things like that to get up to the top of mountains. But, you know, elk everywhere, deer, saw a moose that just had a calf the day before, baby moose in the park. Some bighorn sheep.
A moose on the mend, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely a highlight. I've never seen a moose calf before that was only a day old, but that was pretty awesome.
Now, is seeing a moose the experience that everybody says that is, I mean, obviously gigantic, right? Kind of a majestic animal.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Keep your distance.
Okay.
You know, you need to keep a fair distance from all wild animals, but I think the general guideline in a park like that is bear, mountain lion, moose, you need to be extra careful in keeping your distance, especially a mother moose that just had a calf the day before. I think the situation it was in was an appropriate viewing distance for people from a road to look where they were kind of hanging out, and probably such a level of fatigue that, you know, she wasn't going to push it too much unless people really started encroaching on the space.
Sure.
So it was pretty cool. There is a moose calf only a couple days old if you can get into Rocky Mountain National Park in the coming days. So go check that out.
I don't know if you're an Instagram guy or not, but like the Yellowstone moron page where people
we
just
were
get
looking at
too
it
close
yesterday where someone was trying to take a selfie with a bison.
Oh man. Like, please, Please. And have you read any of the signs, any of the literature that says keep your distance from wildlife?
And not like in the distant background selfie, like trying to put their face right next to it selfie.
Yeah. I mean, you play dumb games, you get dumb prizes.
You get what you deserve in that no situation.
Yeah. That sounds fun, though. I'm not much of an outdoor guy. My dad was, and I remember peeing in my sleeping bag one time when my dad took me hiking, and I think last time was the last time. But that's cool, man. I'd like to get more outdoorsy. If anybody can think of a way to kind of ease me into that, I'm up to for suggestions for sure.
I like everything that goes along with the outdoors. Definitely the wildlife and the nature elements and being out there where you're not seeing cars and buildings and everything all the time. Yeah.
You can see the stars, that kind of thing.
I like hiking.
Okay.
I'm not real huge on the camping element, like you're talking about, you know, the overnight in the tent and who knows what critters are outside. You know, for those that love it, you know, I've done it. Awesome. Right. You know, and even the RV crowd that, you know, does nothing but camp when the weather's nice. Mm. Good for you. I support you 100%. Not my bag. I go during daylight hours and get out of there. I don't necessarily want to be out there at night that where things can see me that I can't see them.
Sure. Don't throw some water on the grill. Pack it up. It's time to go.
Not that it really makes much of a difference if a bear or a mountain lion decide. You know, it doesn't matter day, night, whatever it is. Well, I'm not going to have a chance regardless. But hiking. You should just do hiking. Great exercise.
You know, that's wild because my wife and I, like, Hawaii is our favorite place on the planet. And we hike in Hawaii like that's what we do all the time. And then people say, well, you live in one of the most beautiful states there are to hike in. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't done it. It makes absolutely zero sense that we hike in Hawaii but never hike here. So
yeah, it does because Hawaii is humid. You sweat.
I don't mind. And maybe I wouldn't mind here. Like, I do a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense. Don't pay attention to me. But no, I would be game for it for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there'll be plenty of free time, right? School's out now. So a lot of people have summer free or at least more time free. A lot of people even have half day Fridays or whatever throughout the summer at their work. So get out there, enjoy it. Enjoy today. Again, a day of reflection, remembrance, but also celebration for everyone that did pay the ultimate price for us. So if you're going to fire up the grill, let us know what goes on the grill or the smoker, Dan Jacobs style. The judge will be in after us later today, and I'm sure he will be barbecue heavy and grill heavy on the discussions today. Do people still grill hot dogs? Like, do people still eat that in 2023? Are hot dogs still a thing?
Yeah, I still do dogs or like bratwurst. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Why not?
So do you just grill the bratwurst or do you boil them first and then finish them on the grill?
I've done it both ways.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta do the beer brat boil first.
Yeah, boil it in beer.
And then finish it on the grill. Oh, yeah.
Usually ends up being cooked better that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Burgers. I think we'll probably just do some basic burgers today.
I had a lot of ambition about this. I think I'm going to wind up doing nothing. Honestly, man. I had a super long weekend. So, cool thing, though, is I went to a boxing match last night, right?
In Colorado.
In Colorado, at Stampede. So I think there was about five or six fights. And, man, I had never done that. So, I mean, you want to talk about an experience, talk about a rowdy crowd. And, man, after, you know, about fight four, I'm into it, man. Like edge of my seat. It's really fun stuff. So I had a long weekend. So I think I'm going to chill for a while.
Live boxing is there's not a lot like it. And especially now that you've seen what it can be like in person, now you've got to get to like a big Vegas fight for the whole pageantry and the pomp and circumstance and the event element of it. Oh, there's nothing like a huge fight night in Vegas.
Man.
I mean, boxing isn't what it used to be, but if you would go, you know, anytime, you know, throughout history, but really in the last, you know, 30 years when you're talking about a Manny Pacquiao or a Floyd Mayweather or an Oscar De La Hoya fight or, any of the big fights that were going on in Vegas or back to, you know, the Lennox Lewis or Tyson or Holyfield days.
Or Tommy Hearns or any of those kind of things.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. There's nothing like a huge fight night in Vegas. Everybody's dressed to the nines, ready to go, feeling good. Like, it is It is electric.
It's exciting when you have it at the house, when you have a nice party and, you know, you kind of set it out a little bit. So, but yeah, seeing it in person, that was a new experience. I had never done that, man. So I think I might do it again.
Yeah, I had no idea. Sure. I had no idea there were fights at the Stampede.
Yeah.
I would have checked that out.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted next time.
All right, we got a lot to get into today over the course of the next 4 hours or so as we continue to await the NBA Finals matchup for the Denver Nuggets. We will finally know who they're going to play by the end of the night tonight. So there is a ton to get into with a Game 7 Heat and Celtics, what it means for the NBA Finals coming to Denver for the first time. Broncos will have more OTAs coming up this week, what we saw last week and what to expect going forward from Sean Payton and crew. A lot of national stuff around the NBA Finals invading our city. And a few other NFL notes that have happened and, you know, whatever else we can kind of dive into today on this holiday Monday. Chad Andrews, Kyle Reese taking over this morning for Schlereth and Evans on The Fan.
Happy Memorial Day, Denver. Sitting in this morning for Schlereth and Evans. Here's Chad Andrews and Kyle Reese.
Happy Monday morning to you. Sun is shining in Denver, Colorado. It is a beautiful day. Hope you enjoy as you reflect and remember and celebrate on this Memorial Day today, whatever it is you choose to do. I'm going to try to play a little golf with my daughter later today. So
yeah,
see if we can get out this afternoon. What's great about, I live basically on the Aurora, Kansas border, as Dan Jacobs likes to say.
Yeah.
Kind of where Parker, Centennial, Aurora all come together. So I have a lot of golf courses in my area. But the Aurora courses for juniors in the afternoon after 2 o'clock, they're free.
Nice.
So if I pay to play golf, my daughter gets to play with me. And it's paying for one tee time.
Some father-daughter time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, don't all of you that don't live in that area, don't go rushing to do that so much. We, you know, it's hard enough to get a tee time. We don't need any more people running
between
over.
Between me, you, and the lamppost, man.
Yeah, it, exactly. Right? And, you know,
we're just having a conversation.
Listening out there. We got a lot to get into today. 8 o'clock, we will check in with DenverSports.com's James Merrillat on the sporting weekend and the, more importantly, week to come. Or possibly 2 weeks to come in Denver. He will join the program. But what I want to do first, Kyle, before we get into what many say are the greatest two words in sports, Game 7 tonight, we've got to rewind to Saturday night because it was an all-timer in Game 6 in Miami with the Heat and the Celtics. As we sit here and wait and wait and wait for an NBA Finals opponent, anticipation killing the longtime Nuggets fans who've been waiting for 50 years to get here, we got one of the all-time fantastic finishes. Maybe not the most fantastic game, but a fantastic finish in none other than Parker, Colorado's own Derek White with 0.2 seconds left. The putback and the tip-in to keep Boston alive and keep the Celtics alive to potentially host our Nuggets in the NBA Finals. So not only was it a fantastic finish, one all-time for the books, but the added element of our guy from Colorado, a CU buff, Derek White, being the one who has kept Boston alive and pushed this to a Game 7. Where were you watching the game Saturday?
I was watching it between my patio and my living room. And I have to be honest with you. I typically will celebrate kids from Colorado no matter where they went to high school at. That was hard for me to celebrate the other night.
Really?
Yes. Because I'm ready. Right? The Nuggets have been waiting since last Monday for an opponent to figure out who it's going to be. And I, like you said, the city is ready to kick this thing off. It is one of the all-time great historical sports moments in Denver, Colorado ever, right? We've never seen a Nuggets team this good. I don't think we've ever had this level of excitement for them. And here we are, and you're just waiting with bated breath. And here comes the kid from Parker to extend it another 2 days for you. That was hard for me to celebrate. Everything else about what he's doing in the NBA, by the way, especially last year when he came on with Zach and I, hey, man, applaud to you. Saturday night, you kicked the can down the road, and I didn't appreciate it, Derek.
I want to be honest with you. I know I gave you the really there, but it's very difficult for me when players that you really like, not only like their game, but like who they are and really respect the individual as well as the player. And Derek White certainly fits that category. He has a fantastic story from our own backyard here, and there's not any single reason why anyone wouldn't just absolutely love Derek White. One NBA executive called him the most underrated player in the NBA.
Wow.
But he plays for maybe my most hated team in sports. And that makes it very difficult.
And that trumps all.
It kind of does.
Okay.
And here's the thing with the Boston Celtics that's weird. Especially last year. I'm not saying this so much now because they've gotten in their own heads and they are far from playing up to their potential. But last year, from January on, they were so far and away the best team in the NBA that for the first time in my life, I was able to separate my disdain for the city of Boston sports fans in the history of that franchise, in the old clanky rims at the original Boston Garden with the parquet floors and the ref calls and the air conditioning and all the nonsense that went along with the history of the Celtics and their fans, all those things that I just cannot stand. I was able to separate and respect the players, all except for probably Marcus Smart. And
really?
Yeah, it's just, okay. There's a long story there.
Okay.
The way he plays, the flopping, the complaining, but he also, going back to something similar for Derek White, we're not the same age. I'm much older, but he did grow up and play at a rival high school of mine. Okay. So there's just a natural level of disrespect that
you're
I think that guy's never going to be able to root for. No, I will never root for Marcus Smart under any circumstances. But I did respect the Celtics last year and was pretty puzzled when they completely melted down against Golden State because they gave away the finals and they gave away a championship. They were far and away the best team going into the postseason in the playoffs last year, and they should have won. So it was a little bit of a different outlook on the players, right? But then the whole Udoka thing happened and they lost a coach. They've got a guy who's not nearly as competent. They don't play the same way. The players are disjointed. So I don't have the same level of reverence or respect for the Celtics this year, even though I do for Derek White.
Sure.
So it's a challenging watch. Nonetheless, the putback gives the Celtics the 104-103 win. Did you see the graphic that was put up where it had Miami 103, Boston 102, MIA win series 4-2, and it's showing Al Horford hugging Derek White? TNT had the graphic of Miami winning the game in the series up while the Celtics were celebrating.
So did I. And I know that, you know, everybody's kind of prepared for that. They talked about Ernie going down to get the Eastern Conference trophy for Miami. And, you know, all those things got completely derailed. I like guys that can create their own luck. And usually those are guys that play hard and hustle, right? And Derek White absolutely fits that bill. So so I can appreciate, as you said, that aspect of his game and the fact that he puts it on display in critical moments for his team and that he's from here. So, tip of the hat to him. But, again, just agonizing as a Nuggets fan waiting to see who their opponent is going to be and where it's going to be. Now, like that, the impact of that was huge, right? Because it completely shifted the scales on that.
Let's discuss it and get into it because we will find out in a game 7 tonight, thanks to Mr. Derek White. Dante is on the board today. Chad Andrews, Kyle Reese in for Schlereth and Evans on the Fan.
Happy Memorial Day, Denver. Sitting in this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrews and Kyle Reese.
There you go, Kyle.
This one's for you. Little Tom Petty from Dante. You know what this one is?
Now, don't do this Matt Smith thing to me. Because he does like this random jukebox thing. And he knows doggone well that I don't know the song. And, every now and then I'll surprise him, though, man. But we
bring
just,
it up, Dante. Bring it up. He's got to get this part.
Hey, listen. Do you like it? You like this song?
Yeah, I like Tom Petty.
Okay. No, do you like this song?
It's not my favorite Tom Petty, but, I mean, there's not really bad Tom Petty songs.
Yeah, man. If you like it, I love it. I'm not a person, man, that if you got a smile on your face, I'm going to try to wipe it off. But if you like it, man, I'm having a good time with you.
Well,
the Tom Petty
I'm a lyrics guy. I'm much more a lyrics guy than I am the beat or the hook.
Yeah.
Right? There's got to be some substance.
Right.
Okay, so we played that because the waiting is the hardest part. And that's what you were talking about when we opened the program today.
See?
All right. The waiting.
Yeah.
We will finally know by the end of the night.
Ed, you got a method to your madness, man.
Well, most people can't figure it out, but yes, that is accurate. Heat Celtics, game 7 tonight, thanks to Derek White. In game number 6.
No thanks to Derek White.
Yeah, I'm a little torn on this. Happy for the kid, happy for his family and everyone, and a wonderful playoff run for him. Him and Marcus Smart were the only guys that hit threes in that game for Boston. They shot like 20% from three and still managed to win. But now they get to go home for a game 7. I don't know if that's a good thing for the Celtics because they've been pretty bad at home in the postseason. But historically, especially in basketball, you don't bet against the home team in game 7s.
Yeah, this is it's an uphill battle for the Heat. There's a ton of factors that play into this. Obviously, the psychological factor is huge for me. How do you get up off the mat after, as you said, you know, even the graphics had you as the winner? And then Jimmy Butler having played so poorly and then coming back and hitting those three free throws to feel like he may have redeemed himself. And then here comes Derek White to extend the series. So there's, man, I can appreciate all the dynamics at play. I want to sit back and enjoy a good basketball game. What I'm hoping for is that it's competitive. I don't want to see a blowout.
I think it'll be competitive, but it's rarely good in a game 7. So
are those two things, can they...
Yes, people screw that up and misconstrue that and misinterpret that in sports all
Break
the
me down.
Time.
Help me understand.
People always think if a game is close in the end, it makes it good. A close game does not equal a good game because most game 7s are not well played. They almost always go under the point total. There's almost always poor shooting and a lot of physicality and tired legs. So the game itself is not very well played more often than not. It's just a battle of wills and who toughs it out and makes one or two plays down the stretch in an ugly game. And it may be close with an intense, exciting finish, but it doesn't mean that it was good.
But to me, that doesn't negatively impact the entertainment value. You understand
as
what
long
saying?
As it, as long as the finish, as long as they nail the finish, as long as they stick the landing, you're fine.
I don't care if they stick the landing, but I just don't want to see it a doggone a 40-point blowout like we saw against Memphis and Los Angeles in the first round. Like to me, that has zero entertainment value. I'm okay if they're not making shots and turning the ball over, and you know you're frustrated and you're kind of riding the wave of the basketball game. But I don't want to see a 40-point blowout in a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. That, to me, it's a lot more entertaining if the game is, you know, within, you know, 8 or 9 points at the most at any given point.
Well, obviously, that's a more competitive game, even if it's not well
even
played.
If I'd rather have that.
Is there anyone out there? This is where I want the texters to start chiming in as you're getting up early on this holiday Monday. 303-713-1043. If we put the Derek White angle aside and how many fans he has here, how great it would be for him individually, if we set that aside, is there anyone listening in our audience that wants the Celtics to win? Anyone? They have home court. They probably will win. They are a prohibited favorite in the game. But that would mean the NBA Finals are not starting here on Thursday. The Nuggets are going on the road to Boston, who, by the way, has 17 banners in the building.
It's the less attractive of the two matchups. Look, I don't want to see that. Again, I feel like Boston is a wounded animal, and as you alluded to, animals can be dangerous, right? With something to prove, they've had a hell of a last 12 months, right? So the redemption story and what they can write in their own chapter of Celtics history, there's a lot to be played for them. So I don't want to see that matchup, but at the same time, that's why championships are special, because there are no bad teams, and you got to beat who's in front of you. So you welcome the challenge with open arms, but, you know, if you had your druthers, obviously it's the Heat.
I don't want anyone to misinterpret this and make it seem like I am shaking in my boots at the prospect of the Nuggets going on the road to face the Celtics. I am most certainly not. But if you want to outline the best possible path for the Denver Nuggets to win their first NBA championship, it's the Miami Heat winning and then having to come here. That is absolutely the case.
Yeah.
And if that happens, playoff Jimmy, Eric Spoelstra, best coach in the league, be damned, it's not going to last very long. If they come to Elevation after a 7-game series with Boston, the Nuggets are going to absolutely embarrass that team. And it's going to be a short NBA Finals, and it is going to be parade schedule.
And I love every minute of it.
If it's Boston, it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. And it is going to be in question at some point or point in that series. I'm not saying the Nuggets can't or won't earn it and win, but it is going to be significantly more difficult if they're going to Boston to start the Finals on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, just player by player, the matchups are tougher. You know, obviously they have the talent. It's just the mental part they've been struggling to put together, particularly in this last series where they were favored, right? I don't know that anybody actually had the Celtics going 7 games against a Heat team that was in the play-in. So you know that they have the horses, right? And unfortunately, they've managed to mess it up, not only on the floor, but from a strategic standpoint with the coaching, you know, and Joe Mazzulla is just – how he had that team, lost that team, and now has it again is completely beyond me. I've never seen that happen in a single series.
Well, we'll talk about it next. And we're not going to do Heat Celtics all day long, guys. We got a lot of Nuggets stuff to get into. We've got Broncos OTAs that are going to resume this week, some other NFL stuff. But we've got plenty of time going up until 10 o'clock today to get into it. But I want to touch on what you brought up there next, because it is pretty interesting is how the Celtics got back up off the mat, down 3-0. Chad Andrews, Kyle Reese, in for Schlereth and Evans today on The Fan.
Happy Memorial Day, Denver. Sitting in this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrews and Kyle Reese.
I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker.
There it is. Relax on this Memorial Day. Know that you've got the Joker on your side. Did you see the Jokic Brothers TikTok video after the Game 4 sweep of the Lakers that got leaked?
I did, and I'm sure it was classic, though.
So, one, if you're the person that leaked that video, I would be absolutely terrified if you got it off of one of the Jokic Brothers' phones. But there's a TikTok video after the sweep of the Lakers, where Jokic in L.A. at the Crypto.com arena is in a little makeshift weight room lifting after the game. Instead of celebrating, he's doing his normal post-game lifting workout, and his brothers are in there kind of celebrating and saying, you know, it's all in Serbian, so you have to translate it, how great he is and, you know, what it means to go to the finals. But the music they're playing in the weight room while he's lifting was the Joker.
Really?
From Steve Miller Band. It was so good.
I love the that family sense of humor, and just they're just boys, man. They're rowdy, and you know, it's like one of those classic movie families, man. So I enjoy their banter, man.
Yeah, give me the Jokic brothers over, let's say, the Kelce brothers anytime. Yeah, the Mahomes family, the Kelce brothers, any of that. 6 a.m. texters, shout out, getting up on a holiday and chiming in at 303-713-1043. Saying, yes, I do want Boston to win because I want to see the Nuggets beat the Lakers, then beat the Celtics for the first ever title. Also, I'd rather play the Celtics so people don't say you beat the easier of the two teams. Enough hating on the Nuggets. Want to prove the point. However, Chris in Nashville says, can we all play for a Heat win so I don't fly to Denver just to watch a game at a bar? All right, way to go, Chris, flying in for the NBA Finals. We appreciate that.
Jumped the gun a little bit on that, huh?
Well, you know, maybe he'll just have to extend his stay in our lovely burb here. You're a coach, Kyle. And I am one that 100% believes in the value of coaching in pro sports, although sometimes people say it's overvalued. How much does coaching matter in the NBA?
Oh, man, I've had this debate. I'm ashamed to say this a little bit. The talent has to be, it has to be close to even for it to matter, right? And I think that across the board, and I don't know that the sport actually matters. I think there's a requisite level of talent that you have to even be in the conversation for strategy and schematics to actually play a part. So, you know, and then we can say, yeah, coaching matters. But, you know, to contradict that, you look at a guy like Spoelstra, who's getting the most out of the least. He is getting a lot out of guys that have no business on the floor at times. So, you know, tip of the hat to him. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that if the talent's not even, you can forget about it. It doesn't matter.
Gets the most out of the least is widely regarded probably as the best coach in the NBA now that Greg Popovich has been in tank mode for a while and Steve Kerr didn't win this year. Spoelstra is definitely always near the top, probably at the top in my book for a tactical and strategy X's and O's coach. Nonetheless, if he loses today, he is always going to be known as the only coach who has ever blown a 3-0 lead in the NBA
postseason. In a series that he wasn't supposed to be in.
And Joe Mazzulla, who is widely criticized, that looks like a deer in headlights and has not known what he is doing, is going to be known as the coach who came back from a 3-0 series deficit to win.
And both of those stink to me, right? Because by and large, the Heat have overachieved, right? They have no business here. Jimmy Butler has willed them through two series, and now they're starting to run out of gas because they just don't have the horses. And on the other side of it, man, Jason Tatum wants to be in that MVP conversation, then you need to have a lot of MVP moments. And in the NBA, look, it's one of five. That guy needs to be able to impact the game in a way that no other sport can say that they can. So, you know, if Jason Tatum plays like the guy that he tells us that he is or he believes that he is, then this shouldn't be shocking to anybody. And I don't know that it has a whole hell of a lot to do with Joe Mazzulla.
Joe Mazzulla admitted down 3-0 that he had lost the team, which I think shocked pretty much everyone because you don't hear a coach say that while still alive in any postseason. But then the Celtics have turned it around and won 3 in a row. How did he do it, Kyle? How did Joe Mazzulla, criticized by everyone, how did Joe Mazzulla turn the team around?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't. He didn't. Whatever happened.
I know what happened.
Enlighten me, because I have a theory, but go ahead. I want to hear what
you're saying. No, let's hear your theory first, because I know what happened.
I could see Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in the hotel room having a heart-to-heart and saying, and maybe even Marcus Smart, we got to put this team on our back. And this team is laden with veterans, right? And you got Al Horford and guys that, you know, have been there before. And man, this might be Al Horford's final ride, right? So this was absolutely team-driven to me. I don't know that he even knew that this uprising was taking place. But the way they looked in Game 3 and to come back and win in Game 4, there was absolutely a conversation that took place that said, we got to put this thing on our back. And we don't care what coach says.
You're close.
Shoot.
You're very close. After they lost Game 3, Al Horford went to Joe Mazzulla and said, we're not doing film. We've got to start having fun again. Because this is, remember, right after reports had come out saying that I think this team is sick of pretending to like each other, is what some of the leaks were about the Celtics. Al Horford, who's what, 36 now, something like that, veteran, excellent player, champion, went to Joe Mazzulla and said, we're not doing film. We're going to Topgolf. And the Celtics went to Topgolf and screwed around and had some beverages, I'm sure, and got back to having fun with one another and then saved the film for the following day. So it was not Joe Mazzulla. You can still continue to assume Joe Mazzulla is in way over his head and does not know what he's doing. It was Al Horford.
Yeah.
It was player driven. And that is why the Celtics were able to step back from a 3-0 deficit, take a deep breath, and then refocus their energy, particularly on defense, and rely on their talent advantage to force what is a Game 7 coming up tonight and will likely put them with home court in the NBA Finals to host the Nuggets.
Yeah, I can honestly see a scenario where the Celtics have another new head coach again next year, honestly. Especially when Brad Stevens is still in the management of that team. Such a cerebral guy, such an intentional guy, right? To see the team fall apart at the seams, come apart at the seams the way that it did, I don't think the Celtics brass is going to stand for that.
They
right?
just,
no matter what the outcome.
They
is.
Just gave him an extension this year.
It
is very difficult for that franchise in particular with its history and the way basketball has been played there to go from the mental side of approaching a basketball organization and team, going from Danny Ainge to Brad Stevens to Ime Udoka to then Joe Mazzulla, right? That doesn't fit. So, yes,
and I
unless he wins the championship, you probably end up making a change.
He's up out here. And I haven't watched enough. Obviously, I don't have my ear to the ground in Boston. But has he been inept all season? Or did we just find this out?
There's kind of a difference between regular season coaching and postseason coaching and basketball in general.
I'd like to think, yeah.
You can't really tell until the playoffs kind of hit usually.
Okay.
But I have heard Mazzulla is Brad Stevens' guy. He was on the bench when Brad Stevens was the coach. When Udoka got hired, he told him Mazzulla's going to stay on the bench too. So he is kind of his guy.
Dante Gomez behind the glass. Yeah.
Here's the thing
on that, though. He was a second-row guy. They call him second-row Joe. He wasn't first-row on the bench. But they lost. One assistant went. The top assistant went to Coach Utah. And he took another assistant with him. And then Damon Stoudemire left to go coach Georgia Tech. So you're talking about the top three guys that would have been in line following Ime Udoka. All left with the head coach. So you're talking about your five deep now based on who you have on the bench compared to last year's team.
Yeah.
So it is quite a big difference. All right. Schlereth and Evans clock. Look, these guys make a lot of money. They sell a lot of ads. So we got to take a timeout, but we got plenty to get into with the game 7 tonight, who the Nuggets will play, what it means for their matchup. We've got Broncos OTAs to get into, some DeAndre Hopkins news and Tom Brady news throughout the course of the day. James Merrillat will join us from DenverSports.com at 8 o'clock today. Succession finale happened last night. If you managed to catch that, Ted Lasso finale is coming up this week. It's a fun Monday Memorial Day. I hope you're having a chance to get outside and enjoy it today. We will continue to hear from you on the text line, 303-713-1043 as well. Chad Andrus and Kyle Reese along with Dante behind the glass in for Schlereth and Evans today on The Fan.
Hey, when you've struck out and the bases are loaded, you need a break from the game. Bath Fitter can install your tub or shower in just one day. And just like playing catch, Bath Fitter is there to offer watertight, seamless wall. A design consultant will take accurate measures of your tub or shower and recommended products to fit that budget. Bath Fitter has special financing available with no money down, no interest for up to 5 years. Now that's a home run. Visit bathfitter.com to book your free in-home consultation. That's Bath Fitter. It just fits.